Your goal should not be to be a pro trader. It's going to shock you to hear that. Some of you guys are just going to be like, what? My goal shouldn't be to be a pro trader. No, that shouldn't be your goal. In fact, for very few of you, that should be your goal. The reality is that the person whose goal it should be to be a pro trader should be the person who is literally the step behind. So if you're a semi-pro trader, okay, and you're making money from Betfair trading, you have been for a while, maybe you're buying a holiday or two a year from your Betfair trading profits. I'm actually off to Milan in a few days myself. Thank you, Betfair. But when you're a semi-pro trader, one thing that you should be thinking of is, hey, the next step, right? Maybe you're happy with where you're at and you don't want to move up to full-time pro. That's great. You don't have to. So even the people that I would say, yeah, the next step for them is pro, not all of them would even be having the goal of being a pro. But the people who are just starting out, or the people who aren't profitable yet, your goal should not be to be a pro. And it certainly should not be the goal yet. Because the reality is that your goal should be the next step along. Your goal should be, you could be sitting there going, well, at the moment, I'm losing about 100 quid a month. Well, your goal should be to get even, to break even every month. That would be a win for you, a big win. And then you can start to move towards looking towards profitability. Now, of course, in the back of the mind, you can think, I want to be a pro, or I want to do this. You want to, but it shouldn't be your immediate or direct goal. And I feel like too many people, they start something and that is the end goal. You know, let's say I was a tennis player, right? Because I'm keen on tennis. And I started playing and I got a bit of coaching and I went and someone said to me, what's your goal? And I went, oh, I want to be a pro tennis player. Okay, that actually sounds pretty reasonable, doesn't it, when you say it like that? Do you know how ridiculous it is at that stage to even be thinking about being professional? Because you're so far off it and you need to work towards it. Hey, how about you just become the best player at your club to start with? How about you become the best player in your county? Because that would be a massive achievement. And I think that when you start with the biggest achievement, which for Betfair trading would be becoming a pro trader full time, then you're going to be really disappointed when it doesn't happen in a couple of weeks' time, when it doesn't happen in a couple of months' time, when it doesn't happen in a year's time. These things take time to curate. This takes training, it takes learning, it takes creating strategies that work, it takes using software for the advantage. You know, hopefully you're part of Betfair training community and you're giving yourself a massive leg up and you're one of our members. If you're not, I really encourage that you do that. But the thing is, your goal should be your next thing along the line. Because like I say, when people have that goal of just being a pro, it doesn't tend to end that well. You know, and I get people and they come, oh, I just want to be a pro trader. Okay, cool. What kind of time frame are you thinking? Oh, I'll be disappointed if I'm not making a good profit in a month. And then leave at the end of the month when that doesn't happen invariably. Because they never give themselves a chance. You know, to become good at Betfair trading, it's not an overnight thing. It's like any profession, any career. You need to learn, you need to train, you need to work at it. And my God, if you do, the rewards can be tremendous. But if you don't, and if you're not willing, then it is a very difficult road. And what you'll find is that the people who come in with the goal of being a pro trader, you kind of get two camps. You get the camp of people who are thinking long term, and they go, yeah, for a year and a half, 2 years, I want to be making good money. Okay, cool. Great idea. Plug in. I love it when I see people subscribe to the yearly membership. I know that they're serious. They're going to give themselves at least a year. And that really gives you the chance, right? That really gives you a chance. And it doesn't get you tempted when you have a bad month. Oh, I need to quit. Because how ridiculous is it? Ultimately, how ridiculous is it? You have one bad month and you quit. But I've seen it so many times in the last 10 years. And, you know, even though, you know, in terms of investment, logic, whatever, it's madness to try something for a month that you really want, you know, if you really want to get good at it, and then give up. You know, imagine if you started playing tennis and then within a month you're not playing like Federer, so you gave up. Imagine if Djokovic had started out as a junior and he wasn't as good as Federer and they went, God, do you know what? I'm giving up then. You know, but that's kind of the way a lot of Betfair traders come in. So you get the other side. So I've already mentioned the sensible people, but now I'm talking more about the other side. People come in, all guns blazing. Hey, I've got a 5K bankroll. I'm going to be betting £200 a bet. I expect to make at least a grand a month. Let's go. Okay, cool. I don't think you're going to last. And I think you're probably going to blow a lot of money along the way. Right? Because you're not learning. You're not training. You're not building up properly. You know, no sensible investor would tell you to do that. No sensible investor would go, get involved in stocks. And when you do, put a big amount of it, get a big bankroll, put a big amount of money on each stock you want to back, and then, you know, hopefully that'll do well. How well do you think that would go for someone? About as well as you know, about as well as the other one, where they come in with £5,000, putting on big bets and expecting to make £1,000 a month. The reality is, with anything, you need serious training, and Betfair trading is no different. And what got me thinking about this was, someone said to me the other day, oh, you know, would you tell your kids to become Betfair traders? And I said, no way. Of course I wouldn't. And they're like, why though? You know, you teach people to do it. You've got a really good track record of helping people become good Betfair traders. I said, it's not about that. The first thing you should do, right, and if you're a really young person listening to this, take this advice on board, because it's really important. Just get a career, right? Get a genuine career first. Get something that no matter what happens in your life, you will have that career to fall back on. And my wife is incredibly lucky. She has an amazing career where, you know, she doesn't earn big money or anything, but she has a career where she helps people, where her job will always be needed, where she's in demand, where she has tremendous job security. And you know, in a lot of ways I envy her, because she knows what's coming in every month. I don't. You know, and I always think, you know, is it better to be fully pro, or is it better to be a semi-pro trader? And maybe that's a question I'll throw at you guys. I'd be interested. Email me your response, info@betfairtradingcommunity.com. What do you think? Is it better to be semi-pro, kind of have that career and work part-time, but and have that guaranteed income every month, plus you'll bet whatever you make on Betfair? Or is it better to be fully pro? You know, because there is something in the fact that she knows the exact money she's going to get every month. And there's a reason why I will tell people all the time, the best thing you can do to start out with is try and reduce your hours at work. If you start making profit at Betfair, try and reduce your hours at work. Don't give your job up until you're 100% sure, you're 100% ready, and you're 100% profitable, right? Like, seriously, if there's any doubt about it, don't do it. Because you don't, why take the risk? Why take, if you're working full time, you're probably going, do you know what? I'd just like to be able to spend more time with my kids. I'd like to be able to yada, yada, yada. I'd like more time. It's always about time. When I talk to people, it's nearly always about time. People, in general, especially the older they get, they don't tend to be as mega greedy, right? Maybe when they're young and they want to make some money, get a house, whatever. But, I mean, the stage I'm at in life, where I've got a young family, you know, my outgoings are, quite frankly, ridiculous and piss me off, but they are what they are. And so, you know, my kind of thing isn't about greed. It's just, well, as long as I've got enough to provide for my family, I'm happy, right? And I think a lot of people get into that situation, and a lot of people are quite happy living their lives like that. They don't have this insatiable greed. The one thing I've noticed that people want is time. They'll say, I just wish I had more time. I wish I could spend more time with my kids. I wish I could spend more time on my hobbies. You know, I wish I could kick back and play a computer game when I wanted, or watch a movie, or watch a TV series. You know, or I wish I could start this, you know, business that I've been looking to start. I wish I could do something like that, because that's something that could really help you in your life moving forward. And then people will come to me with that and they'll say, I just need more time. And I'll say, well, okay, if you're profitable at Betfair Trading, and they'll go, yeah, and you're looking to leave work, why not just try and reduce your hours? Oh, well, I don't know, I haven't asked. Okay, go and ask. If they say no, why not try and get a job where you work part-time? You know, if you can reduce from 35 hours down to 20, for example, That's a massive reduction. That's about the amount of hours my wife works. And she, you know, we've got young kids that she looks after. So that's amazing. We get to spend a lot of time together. She gets days off in the week. You know, she gets to see her kids. She gets to take her kids to school some days. All those things that she wouldn't be able to do if she was working full time, right? And that's what I'm talking about, that reduction. Now, unfortunately for her, she doesn't have extra income coming from Betfair trading. You know, she's not a Betfair trader, obviously. So you then have another leg up on people who are working part time because you can supplement that wage. And that is a really good way to get yourself in a position where time is of the essence. Because, you know, it's one thing, I was listening to a masterclass video by Mark Cuban the other day. He's like the guy from Shark Tank, if you ever watched that. He's an absolutely incredible businessman, obviously, billionaire. And he said that one of the things his dad used to talk about, I think, was that time is the most precious commodity because you can't get it back, you can't extend it. It's essentially a ticking time bomb, you know, for want of a non-pun, really. But basically, time is such an important thing to everyone, and I get so many messages about this. But imagine you half your hours at work. Now, the people who message me and say, you know, I just really struggle at work, it's tiring, etc., etc., it won't be as difficult if you're not doing as many hours. You know, let's just look at statistical fact here, right? Regardless of what your job is, if you're doing less of it and you're tired because you're doing full time, you're going to feel a bit better. You know, if my wife was doing full time, having the young kids at home as well, I think it'd be very difficult. I think it'd be difficult for me if I was working, you know, a manual labor job full time in the week instead of sitting in front of my PC all day. I think that would just be so difficult, right? And a lot of you guys are in that situation. And imagine a time where you could just get your hours reduced. But having a career is part of that, you know. Now, where did I get this idea from? I spoke to my dad. Now, you might know my dad, you might not. Richard Footer, he's without doubt the best cricket trader there is. I don't think there's any doubt anymore. I know someone criticized me for saying that once, and I think in the last 10 years, that's the first person. And then I sort of spoke back to them, and then I realized they weren't actually a member and they hadn't seen him or heard him talk about cricket. What he doesn't know about cricket isn't really worth knowing, to be honest. And there used to be a guy, Mark Iverson, I think his name was. He was a good cricket trader, but he packed it in. He apparently just couldn't make money out of it anymore. And then, you know, we've got people on the forum crushing out cricket. So, you know, he was said you couldn't make money out of it. I have to disagree, mate. I think you're very wrong on that one. But anyway, you know, it doesn't matter because ultimately, there's no doubt about that. Okay, amazing cricket trader, Richard Footer. So I asked him, I said, you know, come on, teach me Betfair trading, get me into Betfair trading, that's what I want to do. And he said to me, no. And he's not really ever taught me anything, funnily enough. Like I've learned it on my own and done it my own way. But he said to me, you need to go and get a career first. And I like that. I wish I'd accepted that wisdom at the time because I never really did, right? And you know, I had jobs obviously before I was a trader, but I never really had a career as such. I ended up kind of doing, I think, start with youth work, then employment work, working, helping people find jobs, kind of mainly working, doing sort of working for charities. It wasn't charity work, you know, I was getting paid for it, but working for charities and you know. Not really having a clear career path, you know. One of the jobs I had an IT job, an IT advisor job in a college. I mean, you know, crazy, right? But you know, and I worked at Comet, so I've kind of done everything, a bit of everything, really. All types of jobs, all types of situations, because I never really got a career. And the funny thing is now. You know, I look at jobs where I was in when I was a kid, you just weren't encouraged to do things like plumbers, electricians. That really, it was only the people that struggled at school that ended up in those careers. Well, they're making a lot of money now. You know, I can't get you try getting builders around your house to do jobs. It's not even possible they've got so much work. They're turning down work. That's how well they're doing. You know, all these kinds of jobs that we were told, oh no, you know, they're only for the people that, you know, can't pass their GCSEs and stuff. Which is just such a ridiculous attitude that the school system has, that, you know, it doesn't really set you up well in life a lot of the time. But I didn't take my dad's advice, as you're probably guessing, and I decided to go the Betfair route, and it's paid off for me. But in a way, I do still wish I'd gone and got a career. And I've often looked at it. You know, now I've had some success, I've often looked at maybe going back to university. I did get a degree, but it was an arts degree, which, you know, as we know, aren't really worth that much now. I wish someone had told me that at the time. But yeah, I've looked into maths courses and I've been tempted to sign up. I did a, because I work a lot in statistics now as well, it's the obvious choice for me. I love statistics. Obviously, the Betfair trading software, it's like heaven for someone who likes to analyse stats and who likes to analyse football and who likes to play Football Manager and things like that. I mean, ultimately, you know, it's perfect for me. And you basically had to do a little exam to see if you could go straight into statistics degree, because obviously I hadn't done maths at A-level or anything. And I actually passed that exam quite well, and I was really pleased about that, because A, it meant I wouldn't have had to do a foundation degree or anything like that, but B, it just shows actually what I'm learning with my Betfair trading. It's given me a lot of skills beyond Betfair trading, and people forget this. You know, I'm using maths in my life all the time with my Betfair trading, to the extent that I did that test without any preparation or revision, because I didn't know anything about it. It was just a test you took to see if you could get on the course. And I could have got into a university and spent thousands and thousands of pounds on a degree that I'm not sure I'd ever use. So in the end, I didn't go that route. But part of me does wish that I'd got a career. You know, one of my close friends recently has become a lorry driver, and he's done really well there, because that he was working as a carer, he was sort of in and out of jobs, he's having trouble, and he's got himself a career now. He's got himself in a job that's in demand. There'll always be need for goods to be transported, you know, the way the world is, and he's got himself a really solid career. I've got a lorry driver who lives opposite me, and again, this is the kind of job where you would never have been encouraged to get that at school if you were anywhere near the top set of anything, would you? And yet, the guy opposite me, you know, he's done at least as well as me, if not better. He's, you know, he's got a nice, decent sized attached house as well. And he drives a Jag. I don't drive a Jag. He drives a Jag, you know. Although, I don't know what Ryan drives. I know Adam has a Tesla. So, you know, maybe I just need to get up with those guys and spend some money on a decent car. But the point is this, right? That getting a career is a really good thing, and working part-time is a really good thing. Okay, I used to work with people who, you know, especially mums who'd work part-time, and they just seemed happier. It wasn't as much of a struggle for them. They weren't as tired. They didn't look as physically unwell. They didn't look as aged as the people who were working full-time, who are the same age as them. You know, I mean, you've got, you know, if you half your hours at work, let's say you have 2 days off, so you work 3 days a week. You've got 4 days off a week there. You've over half the week you have off. Now, you're going to be doing some Betfair trading, supplementing that income, of course. But realistically, you're going to be giving yourself more time, because you're already doing your Betfair trading even when you're working full time. Let's be honest about it. I was doing Betfair trading when I was full time. I think I was actually 4 days a week at my last job before I get packed that in for Betfair. And essentially, what was amazing was that I still spent hours and hours on Betfair every week. It wasn't a problem. And then obviously reducing those hours helped with that. And that's what you get. If you're working 3 days a week, it can really change your life. And I feel like getting a career should be really important. I feel like it should be something you prioritise. You know, and a lot of you will already have careers, people who are listening to this. And I will encourage you, don't just try and quit your job, right? Reduce your hours. See if you can reduce your hours. And if you can't, apply for some jobs with less hours. But still keep your job for as long as you can. Because it does help. And you've got that steady money every month. And then if you do get to the point where you want to become a pro, well, you can do it. Right? You can reduce your hours further, or you can just quit altogether. But I really, really do strongly suggest that. And the question about whether I get my children into Betfair trading, I think I'd give the same answer my dad did. Get a career first. Because I'm happy for you to do Betfair trading. I'm happy to train you. I'm happy to teach you. But I want you to be responsible. I want you to get a career in something that can bring you home a steady paycheck and then work from there. Because if Betfair trading ever just disappears for me, I'm not going to have many options. I'm not going to have companies come out of the woodwork trying to hire me. I've not worked for 10 years, have I? I mean, think about it, right? My CV is bare. And that's why I always encourage you guys. And again, I know that you might be sitting next to this thinking, why are you talking about this stuff? It isn't really talking about actual Betfair trades. No. But the stuff around Betfair trading is ultimately what will make the difference in your life. You know, if I told you it's acceptable to be semi-pro and you could work 20 hours a week and still pay all your bills, you would go, do you know what? Actually, that sounds really good. That sounds like a really nice spot to be in because I've got guaranteed money. I can still do my Betfair trading the rest of the week. And I'm kind of semi-pro in both professions, right? And that's good. That's what a lot of the successful people on Betfair do. And the people who I've seen have success on Betfair trading community, rather than just quitting their job outright, going from full-time to nothing, they do reduce hours. They're sensible about it. And everything we do is all about having a sensible approach to things. And that's why, let's be honest, you're not going to hear this on anywhere else, right? Unless they're literally copying what I've come up with here. You're not going to hear this because people haven't really talked about this stuff before. And that's why it interests me. Because I think this is the stuff that will ultimately help you improve as a Betfair trader. And I think that putting so much pressure on yourself, going, I must be pro straight away, or I must be pro, that's my ultimate goal. Well, you're making it really difficult because Betfair becomes all or nothing. And I think when something becomes all or nothing, you're more likely to end up with a nothing. I mean, think about it. Let's go back to that tennis player situation. If that tennis player goes, I must be a pro tennis player, and then they train really hard their life, whatever, get coaching, what are the odds they make the top 100? It's still really low, right? Think about it. It's still really low. However, I've seen a lot of these players at my tennis club. What happens to them if they're clever and they get a career? They start learning coaching. They get their coaching badges. And do you know what they do? They charge 30, 40 quid, sometimes more. One of them actually went to America and charges $80 an hour for a coaching session, which doesn't cost them any money, does it? Maybe they have to pay a little bit of fees to the club. But other than that, it barely costs you anything to be a coach. Once you've got the equipment, maybe you have to buy new balls every now and then, right? There's not massive overheads of being a tennis coach. But the point is, these were failed tennis players who wanted to be pros. And they weren't. And they're earning good money, probably more money than most of you per hour, especially the guy on $80 an hour. I don't imagine as many of you on more than $80 an hour. And yet, they failed at what they were trying to do. But they were clever enough to get a career as well. And that's the thing. Back it up. If you want to be a Betfair trader, great, back it up with a career as well. Because ultimately, if you don't do that, you're in an all or nothing situation. And if Betfair trading doesn't work out, you're at square one. And even if it does, if you have a bad run, how long can you really sustain that? You know, it's good if you're with a partner, and it's one thing that does help, is that if they've got a steady income, your money isn't under as much pressure in general. Like, yeah, sure, you're not going to want to be losing every month, but you could probably go on a 2-3 month stretch and you'll still survive financially. But if you don't have that and you have a 2-3 month losing run, where does that leave you? And this is where backing it up really helps. And this is where only become a pro when you're 100% sure. when you're making money, when you're that confident. And honestly, there's days where I think, is semi-pro better? Is semi-pro with a career and some guaranteed money better? Maybe. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's not a bad thing. It's actually a good thing. And I think it's cool to mix the two. I think a lot of people actually would try Betfair Trading for longer and really give it a proper go if they had that mindset of, I don't have to lose my job. I don't have to lose my job just to be a Betfair trader. I can do both and reduce the hours and have a much better quality of life. And at the end of the day, isn't that what it's all about? All right, guys, hope you enjoyed the podcast. I hope that you do follow the advice and set yourself up so that you don't have anything to, don't not have anything to fall back on if things do go up SH Creek. Have a great week, and I hope it makes some money trading on Betfair.